Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Christy, today we're going to talk again on the subject of COVID, but a little bit different, not necessarily going into complete information about the vaccine itself, but sort of what comes after a person is vaccinated will be the focus of our talk this morning. And we know many more people now are at least obtaining the first dose, and many have already received the two doses that are required to be fully vaccinated. And with that, I think comes probably questions and also a few guidelines I think you could help us with as far as once you've been vaccinated, what sort of do you have to do? I mean, it doesn't mean you can just run out and take your mask off or anything like that. What are some of the steps that you should do once you've been vaccinated for COVID?
So, Rick, the vaccines that we have available right now are the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. Those are both a two-dose series, so it's very important for individuals to get not only their first dose but their second dose. 2 weeks after acquiring their first dose, they reach about 50% efficacy from the vaccine. Once they receive their second dose, 14 days after that second dose is when they reach that full efficacy from the vaccine. So it's very important for people to understand to keep your first and your second appointment to make sure that you're getting the full benefit from the shot. Now, once we have Johnson & Johnson available, then that is a single-dose series. And that'll be a little different story. It'll be 30 days after that first shot when they reach it, which we can revisit. When that becomes available, things that people need to take into consideration is that they still need to be wearing their mask. They need to be practicing social distancing, good hand hygiene. We know that the vaccine helps. We just don't know that it prevents the vaccine or prevents the virus 100%. So we still want to take all those precautionary measures to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and others.
Are there situations, say, where you know another person has been vaccinated where you can be a little more relaxed or, taking that into consideration versus, say, meeting somebody you don't know anything about or anything like that?
Sure. The CDC has put out some recommendations over the last week and a half with some guidelines just stating that if you're in the same family, extended family, and you're in your household, that it's safe to unmask and visit with those individuals. Or if you're indoors with a group of fully vaccinated people, even if they're outside your family, as long as nobody's ill, then it's okay to unmask and visit in areas like that as well.
A question that I've heard several times, and I've also heard sort of several answers to it and thought you maybe could address it, is there's a talk, about people who had COVID, had the actual disease, COVID-19, and they went through the allotted time and they're considered recovered and things like that. Do they need to get a vaccination, or how does that work as far as immunity and all the things that went with somebody who had COVID-19?
Yeah, CDC is recommending that even if you've had a positive COVID diagnosis, as long as you are recovered, that you do acquire a vaccination, and that's due to the fact that they have seen many people that have had the virus but do not retain the antibodies. So they essentially lose their protection from future infection. So they are encouraging individuals, as long as they're healthy and recovered, to go ahead and get the vaccine. Now, the vaccine itself right now, the CDC has put out some guidelines around once you're fully vaccinated, then you do not have to worry about being exposed or quarantining for up to 90 days after that second vaccine. And we expect that to increase and be extended out the more research they have post-vaccination. However, if an individual has been fully vaccinated and becomes ill, then they need to treat it as just as they would before and quarantine themselves away from people.
Is there any scenarios where maybe someone has got their first vaccine dose and then became ill and found out they had contracted COVID-19? What sort of happens? I don't know if you've had any cases like that, but is that something that could happen?
So the vaccine itself cannot be responsible for giving anyone the infection. There's nothing live in that vaccine. no virus in the mRNA vaccine that can be responsible for somebody becoming infected. So we have seen a few individuals that have come in, received their vaccination, and then have acquired COVID. Now, you know, if you remember, well, I guess we've been doing this about a year, Rick, the incubation period for COVID can be 7 to 10 days. So those people need to look back and remember where they were 7 to 10 days prior to being diagnosed or becoming ill, and can probably locate their source of exposure. So yes, you know, you don't really achieve that 50% efficacy after the first vaccine until about 14 days in. So it is possible to still become infected after you've received the first dose.
Another question I would have is, as far as the vaccine, I know this is still out there a ways, but I guess probably in everyone's mind is, what point or level is the CDC saying, or have they said anything about when so much percentage of the population is fully vaccinated? When do we ever get to maybe the difference of no mask, or a difference in how one socializes and things like that? Has there been any talk about that?
The talk that we've heard regarding lessening the restrictions is whenever we reach herd immunity, which herd immunity at certain percentages, you know, is different based off the area in which you reside in. So once we reach 80 to 85%, we're considered at herd immunity, and then we would expect the restrictions to lessen pretty much across the board at that point.
You spoke of 80 to 85% of herd immunity. Are you seeing with the people who are coming in or setting up an appointment to get their COVID vaccination, do you think that it's going to reach the 80% level? Do you think that many people want to get the vaccine as by choice or whatever? Just what have you seen so far in Macoupin County?
So right now in Macoupin County, as of yesterday after our clinic, we have given close to 18,000 first doses of vaccine, and over 7,100 are fully vaccinated, which means we're at approximately about 15 or 15.1% in our county that is vaccinated. We are still experiencing very high call volume in individuals that have a interest in being vaccinated. We're still holding to our 1A, 1B, 1B plus groups. However, if we have vaccine to get rid of, then we will not let any of that go to waste, and we will expand out to Macoupin County residents and Macoupin County employees in of other age groups that can use the vaccine, so we can utilize it and not waste it. So right now, it's hard for me to say. I guess that was the long answer. It's hard for me to say because we are still experiencing really high call volume, even though we have vaccinated that many individuals. Now, taking into consideration that, you know, some of our numbers within Macoupin County, we got a lot for minors that don't fall into that range of being able to qualify for a vaccine yet. So we are hoping to get to 65-70% vaccinated by summer.
Right now, it stands, as you said, we have the groups, but that's for persons 18 years of age and older who can now get the vaccine currently.
Correct.
What do you think is the level of you getting the vaccine now? I know when we started these talks about COVID vaccine, it was a little harder to get the vaccine or get it timely. Is that starting to iron out, and do you see the supply getting better?
We are seeing an increase in the Moderna vaccine being available in our area. Pfizer has been very hard to get. We do have the ultra cold storage now to where we can store that, but we're just not seeming to get that allocated to us for whatever reason. Moderna seems to be coming, you know, at a pretty rapid pace for us, at least weekly. Now, we did get word over the last week that due to the federally qualified health centers that we have across Macoupin County, we are going to get some federal allocation for this area, not just the state allocation that we have been receiving. So that should also help us increase the amount of individuals that we can get vaccinated in our county and surrounding counties with the federal allocation part of it.
And then maybe, as you spoke of in the beginning of the program, also the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might be coming in the near future.
Correct. Yeah, we are hearing on our local health department calls weekly that Johnson & Johnson is going to be coming to the state of Illinois rather soon. We just have not seen any allocation given to us as of yet.
Christy, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the forum program this weekend.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.